This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. As the war in Ukraine continues to rage 19 months on, the Ukrainian government wants to spend more than $1 billion on drones, AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
Whether used for reconnaissance, dropping bombs, or self-exploding on impact, drones save money and soldiers' lives. A soldier with the drone unit, who goes by the call sign STEM, tells the AP, "Now it's a war of drones and artillery, because you can't win this war with ordinary machine guns." STEM adds, "They save lives because you don't need to make direct contact." Ukraine's Minister for Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, says the government is committed to building a state-of-the-art army of drones. The country has already trained more than 10,000 new drone pilots this year. I'm Karen Chamas.
France will end its military presence in Niger following the July coup in the West African country. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
President Emmanuel Macron says France will end its military presence in Niger and pull its ambassador out of the country now that its democratically elected president has been deposed in a coup. France has maintained some 1,500 troops in Niger since the July coup and refused a request by the new junta for its ambassador to leave. But with tensions mounting, Macron says he told the ousted president Mohamed Bazoum on Sunday, quote, "France has decided to bring back its ambassador, and in the coming hours our ambassador and several diplomats will return to France." He also says France is ending its military cooperation with Niger. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And in the United States, a government shutdown looms. We'll have more on that story throughout the day. For more stories, visit us online. This is VOA News. Egypt will hold a presidential election from December 10th through the 12th, the National Elections Authority said on Monday. Mali's military junta expects a small delay to their presidential election scheduled for February, and they say it's for technical reasons. And that was in a statement released on Monday. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Abrams tanks have arrived in Ukraine from the U.S. as it battles Russia in that ongoing war. Lloyd Austin, on his first visit to Africa as U.S. Defense Secretary, told reporters the Russian mercenary Wagner Group still has a substantial presence on the continent, more than 1 month since the death of the group's leader. VOA's Carla Babb is traveling with Austin and has more from his first stop, Djibouti.
The U.S. has not seen a decisive shift in Wagner's relationship with the Kremlin or signs that Moscow has absorbed the group's operations on the continent, according to U.S. defense officials. Austin heads to Kenya on Monday. It will be the first visit to Kenya by a U.S. defense secretary since 1976. He will round out his trip in Angola, the first time a U.S. defense secretary has ever visited the country. Carla Babb, VOA News, Djibouti.
A new poll finds more Americans suspect climate change as a culprit behind extreme weather. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Drought, extreme heat, severe storms, wildfires, and flooding. About 87% of Americans say they've experienced at least one extreme weather event in the past 5 years, up from 79% back in April. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. This summer's heat waves may be behind it. 74% of Americans say they've been hit by extreme heat in the past 5 years, up 20% from the spring, with 92% of those respondents noting this summer's high temperatures. More Americans, 64%, also say they believe climate change was at least in part behind the extreme weather they experienced. That's up from 54% in April. This summer was the hottest ever measured in the Northern Hemisphere, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Jennifer King, Washington.
China has sentenced a high-profile Uyghur academic to life in prison on charges of, quote, endangering state security, a U.S.-based rights group said, citing a Chinese government source. In a statement, the Dui Hua Foundation said Rahil Dawut lost her appeal against her original conviction from December 2018. Dawut joins a list of more than 300 Uyghur intellectuals who have been detained, arrested, or imprisoned by Chinese authorities since 2016, the group added. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.